Hey, it's Matt Grady here. Welcome back to part two of my two-part podcast series on becoming a player, not a fan. And part two today is on the mindset of playing to win and not playing not to lose. Two very different approaches or mindsets that you can adopt in various situations, such as sports, games. And most importantly, for you listening, is in life. So what do I mean when I'm talking about playing to win and not playing not to lose? So welcome back to another podcast episode on the Live Your Full Potential podcast, where we have conversations with guests in sport, from Olympic gold medalists to sports psychologists, right the way through to published authors, personal finance experts, pain expert. I mean, there's so many, the list goes on. But today I want to take you through my experience in professional sport, how I moved into business and transferred the lessons from sport and business into life. And one of the key concepts that will finish off and round up this podcast series is playing to win and not playing not to lose. And it's a talk I gave in Dubai with our Wealth Mastery Retreat that seemed to resonate with the audience. And people started to realize, actually, you know, I'm playing not to lose in so many situations instead of playing to win. So I wanted to break down what it means to play to win, where you might see that, what the symptoms might be and where you might see that in life. And what does it look like to play not to lose? What are the symptoms? What are the things that will show up in your life when playing not to lose? So playing to win really for me is the mindset where the primary focus is on achieving success or victory in a task. So when you play to win, you're typically driven by the desire to excel, to compete, and to come out on top in whatever you're doing. Now, I always say to people, it's not at the cost of integrity. So it's not doing something to get one over on someone. But if you're going to enter an event and you're going to become a player and not a fan and play to win, you're really going to want to come out and win and do everything you can to make a success of what you're doing. So within that playing to win framework, you're willing to take risks. You're willing to make bold moves. You're willing to seize opportunities to maximize your chances of winning. And whatever winning looks like, it could be succeeding in something in sport, in business or life. So I've listed today the key traits and symptoms, I would say, of what playing to win might include. So what you might see with somebody who's playing to win, not to be mistaken by pure desire for somebody to achieve their goals, is sometimes an aggressiveness. Now, I'm not saying aggressive in an angry way, but individuals who are playing to win often seem assertive. They definitely are proactive, have a proactive approach, and they're usually seen actively pursuing and seeking out opportunities to gain an advantage over opponents, over the market, over a certain scenario that they're in. And they also have the confidence. They believe in their abilities. They're confident in their skills and the strategies that they have that they're executing. So this level of self-assurance or self-confidence really helps somebody who's playing to win tackle challenges and overcome these obstacles. Now, one of the big things that I'm extremely focused is on what do you want? You know, what are your goals? What do you really, really want? Because a lot of the time I find people dance around this subject of what you really want because they're afraid to sound selfish, self-centered. But actually, you've got to be really, really clear about what you want. And what that means is being goal-orientated or oriented. So people who are focused on winning or playing to win set very, very clear objectives. They work tirelessly to achieve them and they have a clear vision. And you will see that and hear that in the language that people use and the actions that they take. They've got a clear vision of what success looks like and they will work strategically towards it. Now, people who play to win also have a high level of adaptability and flexibility as well. They're flexible in their approach. They can adapt their strategies based on the evolving circumstances. I can tell you 100,000 stories from golf where the wind changes direction. I know that sounds like a crazy thing in such a small topic, but if you're playing uphill and the wind all of a sudden comes into you, there's a different strategy to take. And in business, I'm sure you've been playing a certain strategy where you very much feel like you've got the tailwind, the wind is behind you, and you're moving with great momentum. And then all of a sudden you've got some obstacles, the wind is coming against you, and how you have to evolve in those circumstances. So there's just a brief analogy. But you also learn from mistakes. Somebody who plays to win learns from mistakes. They're able to adjust their gameplay, shall we say, accordingly. And one thing that goal-oriented individuals or people who play to win are very big on, they talk about this. This is not something that you have. It's not something you're born with, but it's resilience. It's something you gain by making attempts. And some people might say it's you build resilience from failure. And I don't like to talk about failure. I like to talk about attempts at things, and you might not get it right, and you might call that a failure, but I think it's got too many negative connotations to it. So players who are playing to win face setbacks, no doubt about it. They make mistakes, they do things in a different way that they desire, and but one of the key things that they do is they learn and use these experiences and these attempts as learning experiences, which gives them motivation to bounce back stronger. So I've given you a bit of an overview, really, of what playing to win looks like. And I'm sure you're starting to get a picture as to what that looks like in your life. And you probably realize where you're not necessarily playing to win, where you might not be as aggressive as you could be. You're not displaying the confidence or belief in your abilities that you should be. You're not setting clear goals and you're not adaptable. You really have a fixed mindset. And for that, you don't take any chances and you don't really build any resilience because you're not making the attempts that you need to in order to learn the lessons. You're not making any mistakes. You're not making any errors. And what that probably means usually is you're not making enough attempts. So let's talk a little bit more about playing not to lose and what that looks like. And now playing to lose to me is somebody who is very cautious, a cautious mindset. The primary goal for somebody playing not to lose is to avoid defeat or negative outcomes, where you can probably notice in the first section in playing to win, we're looking for opportunities to make mistakes. We're making attempts. We're not afraid of negative outcomes. So instead of taking risks or becoming proactive, you might tend to focus on protecting what you have, maintaining the status quo. So here are some traits or symptoms that I would associate with playing not to lose. And these include, I mean, the biggest one I see is risk aversion. So you're playing not to lose, you're more inclined to avoid taking risks that could lead to what you might call failure or just taking attempts or just taking action. You're prioritizing stability and living in a very familiar zone of territory. You will prioritize stability over potential gains. Now, again, if you remember, playing to win is making those attempts to find those gains, not play too safe and never find those gains. You tend to have a defensive mindset when you're playing not to lose. It's a defensive mindset. So it's reacting rather than being proactive. You're on the defense instead of being proactive and moving forward. So you focus on defending against threats or challenges rather than actively seeking them and looking to work through them. And probably one of the biggest reasons and one of the biggest obstacles that you put up in your inner game is a fear of failure. Somebody who's playing not to lose is very fearful of failure and what failure might look like. So you fear making mistakes, you fear losing. And this really hinders your ability to take any risks at all, whether they're calculated or not. And probably one of the biggest things is not exploring new possibilities. And that's one of the big things that we want you to do, to encourage you to do, is to explore new possibilities. But you're never going to do that when you're holding on to what you've perceivedly got. So innovation is a big thing. And how does innovation play into this? And I think playing not to lose, you lack innovation. The emphasis on keeping the current state. So there's no innovation. There's no trying anything new. There's no experimenting. you're sticking to the same strategies. Now, can you imagine in sport if the same coach just had the same strategy year in, year out, never adapted, never went for anything, never aggressively pursued anything? They wouldn't be in a job very long. And that's probably why in football you see a lot of coaches turn over, because they're really trying to recreate something from the past that might not be relevant in the present or where the club might be going in the future. Now, as you know, I'm a player, not a fan, so I don't get too much into other coaches' strategies unless it particularly results in me improving my game. So I'll let you look into that. But I would hazard to guess that coaches that don't innovate don't really stay in their jobs very long. So sticking to familiar strategies. And the last one on playing not to lose is a tendency to play it safe. Now, you've all heard playing it safe, conservative, safe choices, avoiding situations where you might be exposed to some risk. These are some of the things that they're not mutually exclusive, but you might want to have a little assessment at this point at how you're playing, you know, how you're playing and how you're showing up. So here are some things I've made a few notes on how these things might show up in daily life, so you can take away some lessons and some teachings from this podcast today. So playing to win. Somebody who's playing to win, how might this show up in day-to-day life? Somebody who's participating, somebody who's getting on the pitch and being competitive. It might be in a sports match, it might be in a business environment, it might be a meeting, it might be a conversation. So somebody who's participating with the goal of securing a victory or a win. Somebody who engaged in a job interview, actively showcasing their skills and accomplishments. You're not holding back on sharing the wins. You're really getting involved in the conversation. Somebody who has ambitious personal goals, and you can see that they're clearly working diligently to achieve them. Somebody who might start a business is another one. Somebody who's got the intention of becoming a market leader and outperforming their competitors. That's somebody who's playing to win. Somebody who pursues higher education. They're looking to excel academically in order to secure future career opportunities. Or they're actively engaging their own personal development so that they can create skills that will help them within their own pursuits. Somebody who takes risks, and that might be even investments, you know, financially to maximize returns. That's somebody who's playing to win. Somebody who's not afraid of getting involved in debates or argument with the intent of creating a win-win situation. And somebody who might also strive. You might see people striving. That's somebody who's playing to win. So personal growth is a big, big deal within our coaching. It's really important for us that the individual shares our aspirations for their own performance and development of their performance. So actively seeking personal growth opportunities. And that might be attending workshops, seminars, retreats, coaching programs to gain a competitive edge. Now, here's some things that you might see show up more often. And these are the things that show up in daily life when you're playing not to lose. So I want you to take note of a few of these. I've created 10 for you. And one of them that shows up that I've seen show up in the business setting over the years is avoiding taking additional responsibilities or any challenges. They completely minimize the risk of failure or making mistakes. So they don't take anything new on. You might have seen that in the workplace. So they stick to the same and predictable routine. They maintain stability and avoid any circumstances. They never put their hand up, or they never put their head above the parapet. They're afraid of being noticed and recognized, because they, heaven forbid, that their name is associated with something. So holding back, staying safe, very predictable. Extremely conservative. I see a lot of people who play not to lose as being extremely conservative in many areas. Now, I'm not saying that you need to take outlandish risks, especially on the financial side, but really, what could you be doing to give yourself the edge? I see people playing not to lose as following very strict safety protocols, you know, never willing to break the rules. Now, like Arnold Schwarzenegger said, break the rules, not the law. you know, be willing to work outside of the box and find other ways of doing things better, because these rules are just here to be explored, not always to be broken. I'd say to be explored and questioned. So people also, you know, showing up in real life, refusing to try new activities or experiences. It's a big one. It's fear of failure and embarrassment again, fear of getting it wrong and what might other people think. Oftentimes we see through our coaching, and I've seen through life as well, especially in sport, is people holding on to steady positions, steady jobs, despite feeling completely unfulfilled. And I saw this for 11 years in the recruitment industry and search, even at the top levels, people's holding on, just holding on for the pension, despite part of them dying inside every day, just for the sake of some security. It's terrible. And I've seen people waste away in companies. That's a big one, and a topic that's very deep about relationships, and people looking to maintain existing relationships rather than pursuing new ones to avoid potential rejection or heartbreak. Now, this is a big one and something I've got some experience in, but, and especially in friendships, actually, I think people hold on to people too long, thinking that things are going to get better or change. And we're big on environment, on discussing and on creating the right environment for you to thrive. And sometimes you have to let go of people, but people who play not to lose hang on for dear life for these people. Now, a couple of big ones now is public speaking. Now, it's an area that individuals generally are not trained in or lack the exposure. But in the age of social media and digital technology, it's so easy to get your voice out there. It's so easy to practice. So if we were playing to win, I would say do more of it. But if you're playing not to lose, I would say you're avoiding public speaking or presentations due to the fear of being judged negatively or making mistakes. But like I say, you've got to make attempts. There's a couple of others that we've discussed about this, on refraining from making any investment opportunities. And probably a big one as well that will really hold you back is avoiding confrontation or conflicts just to maintain harmony, even if it means not expressing your true opinions or needs. This is a big one, I think, especially in relationships, in business, in family, is speaking your truth and being very clear about what part you want to play in this. I'll give you some thoughts to take away in terms of shifting from the playing not to lose mindset to playing to win as we wrap up this podcast for today, is to identify your limiting beliefs, to recognize where they show up, and make note of them. Failure, mistakes, really they're stepping stones to moving you towards playing to win or achieving in your goals and aspirations. Set clear goals, define them specifically with absolute clarity. You've all heard the SMART acronym as well: specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, time bound. I'm not a big fan of realistic goals. I'm a big fan of ambitious goals. So see if you can set some ambitious goals and get really clear about them. Know exactly what you need to do to achieve them. Reverse engineer from the end result. Embrace the risks. You know, embrace taking some risks. If it's not life or death, whether it's financially or well-being, really, what's the worst that can happen by moving forward with a decision? And this will help you develop the growth mindset. I'll let you do some deeper work on growth mindset, but somebody with a growth mindset embraces challenges, has the courage to embrace them. A big shift that you can make, there's two parts of this. One is moving from a reactive state where everything's happening to you all the time, where your other people's priorities become your emergency in solving their priorities. But when you become proactive, instead of waiting for things to come to you, your life will change instantly. This will give you the confidence to work on anticipating events, but also recognizing where your strengths lie so you can take these opportunities. And something not many people are good at, but I encourage you to practice, is visualizing success. I've got it in my diary, wherever it is down there, about daily visualizations, visualizing outcomes. That's a big part of my life. It was a big part in golf. You know, many, many, you know, hundreds of times a day where I had to create a visual impression of what I was about to do. And this will help you develop some resilience by doing it. Look outside for inspiration and role models. Success leaves clues. Look at where you can find success out there in your industry, in your field, in your sport. And look for that inspiration. Look at other people who have done what you're about to do. And there's a big conversation on opinions there, where really you want to be looking for the opinions of people who've either been where you want to go or helped somebody else get there as well. And that's where coaching comes in. Coaching masterminds, coaching programs. Get in touch if you want to discuss more about our coaching programs and how we can help you get from one place where you are now to where you really want to be in the quickest way possible. And the last but not least, the biggest point that I'd leave you with today, in playing to win, not playing not to lose, and also the two-part podcast here on becoming a player in your life, the lead player, and not a spectator in your life, the reactive player. It's not even a player, really. It's just a reaction. It's the fan. It's the true sense is to take complete ownership and responsibility. Don't blame anyone for your results. Take complete ownership of your actions and your outcomes. Hold the mirror up at every occasion and say, what was my part in this? What was my part in this result? And then when you start getting great results, you can congratulate yourself for the part that you played. But if you never get in the ring, if you never get on the tee, if you never get on the course, if you never get on the pitch to become a player so that you can play to win, you'll always be a spectator in life. You'll always be taking whatever's given to you, not making what you can create. I hope you've enjoyed this two-part podcast series on the Live Your Full Potential podcast. I'll leave the notes in the show notes, wherever you're listening to this or watching this on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or any other platform that you're on. Hope you take something away from this. Keep playing to win. Keep moving forward. Be proactive. But most important, take complete ownership and responsibility for everything you do. And the great thing is when you do that, you realize that you can get yourself out of any hole. You can get yourself out of any problem or through any challenge when you take complete ownership for the part that you play. Become a player, not a fan. Keep playing to win. Matt Grady, signing off. Thanks for joining me.